The Word of God has just been spoken to us. And just as effectively as if it had been spoken for the very first time. And the Word that has been spoken to us tells us about Jesus, who he is, and why he came. In other words, his identity and his mission. So God speaks to us through John the Baptist, telling us that Jesus is the Lamb of God, the one who is coming into the world to take away our sins, to bring us new life, to bring mercy and forgiveness into the reality of our day-to-day life. He is truly the Son of God. He is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. John is saying, here, this is the one that the world has been waiting for. He's right here. There he is. Now, of course, Jesus is also the fulfillment of the prophecy that is spoken by Isaiah that we hear in the first reading, where the Lord says, "You are my servant, Israel, through whom I show my glory." He goes on to say, "I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." So Jesus is not only the one who dies on the cross and brings salvation to the world, but he's also one who, in a very particular way, points to the Father, reveals the Father to the world. What does Jesus say in the gospel? Not today's gospel, but another place. He says, "Whoever has seen me has seen the Father." So Jesus' role, his mission, is to reveal God the Father to the world. And so, as we see in that first verse of the first reading, he reveals the glory of the Father. The Father sends Jesus to reveal the glory of the Father in the world. And then beyond that, not only to do this in the context of the Jewish faith, the chosen people, Israel. See, originally, God made the covenant with the Hebrew people, right? So they were the chosen ones. They had this special relationship with God, and they had received this message of salvation, that a Messiah would be coming. But God's intention is not just that a few people, a select people, should have the opportunity for salvation. God desires all people to be saved. And so Jesus is that light to the nations. He extends the possibility of salvation beyond the Jewish people, truly to the ends of the earth. So Jesus is the Son of God, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, and his mission is to bring salvation to the ends of the earth. Now let's look at the second reading alongside the first reading in the gospel. This is the very beginning of St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Note how he addresses them. "You who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be holy." He's reminding them, you are baptized people. You have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, and because you have been made part of the body of Christ, you are called to be holy. Not just nice, not just good, holy. He's reminding the people of Corinth that they share in the identity and the mission of Jesus himself. So they're not just thinking, oh, Jesus, he was this nice guy that lived in the past and was our Savior, and we'll do our best to be good. The people of Corinth, and indeed all of us who have been baptized, share in the identity and the mission of Jesus. The identity, how do we share? We are sons and daughters of the Father, right? We're brothers and sisters in Christ. Our identity is as beloved children, loved immeasurably and unfathomably. But we also share in the mission. Now, thankfully, we don't have to be the Savior. That's already been done. But we do take part in this mission to bring salvation to the ends of the earth. We do. We take part in the mission of revealing the Father to the world. That may surprise us. That may seem a little bit odd to be saying. Yes, Jesus revealed God to the world, but you and me? Really? Yes. Yes, because we share in the identity and mission of Christ. We are called to reveal the Father to the world, to be a means or an instrument through which the people who know us can encounter God who is in us. How do we do that? Well, our words and our actions must point to the Father. Our words and our actions must reveal the Father in our midst. Maybe even just the general way we carry out our life, maybe the way that we endure suffering and pain, that can be a way that we reveal the Father to those around us. When people hear the words we say, when people see the actions we do, when they see the way that we carry our burdens, our crosses, with patience, without complaining, with a deep sense of peace that God is with us in the midst of our trials, they come to understand the Father even a little bit better. The other side of the coin is what? If our words and our actions do not reveal the Father, they may actually work against the mission for which we're sent. Would our family members say that we reveal the Father to them? Would our co-workers say that? Would our neighbors? Would they say that we reveal the Father's love and mercy? Or are we known as people who use a lot of coarse language, who drink too much, who have all kinds of indiscretions, who pass on gossip, who backbite at work? There's all kinds of different ways that we can actually bring scandal to people rather than revealing the goodness of the Father. I would encourage you and myself as well, if one can encourage oneself, to reflect. Let's reflect on our words, our ways of speaking, our actions, the way we interact with people, our sufferings, the way we carry our burdens and trials. In all of these things, are we being an image of the Father? Are we showing the goodness of God and the love of and mercy of God to the world? That would be a good thing for us to reflect on, not only at Mass today and in our prayers today, but on a regular basis. We need to ask ourselves the hard questions, do some real self-evaluation. How are our words and our actions revealing the Father? You know, we come to Mass, we receive the Holy Eucharist, the very body and blood of Christ. We're asking Jesus to make us like him, receiving his body and blood into our own body and soul, that he would transform us. If we are really transformed in Christ, then we become more and more faithful to our identity and our mission. We realize who we are as beloved children of God, and we come to reveal more and more clearly the Father to the world.